Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You learn a lot about a guy from his social media. Like, what kind of pictures are you taking? Are there selfies? Like, guys taking selfies, I can't do that.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. Welcome to the pregame. You're picking your face. I got a doozy, right? You know the ones that come in right under the nostril, and it's like a perfect blackhead, and I can't tell how deep it is. And I have been thinking about, since I was on that tarmac for 4 hours last night, getting in there with something and just squeezing it out. But those are one of the ones that you pop and then it sinks in and you're fucked for the divisional, you know?
That one, there is no, and this, I like when you get the zit in the right place where you can put the microphone up.
That is a goodie.
Or right here. I don't have to hold a microphone like you do, but this bad boy on the chin just came in strong, probably because I've had alcohol every day for 3 days and disgusted
it's
with myself.
Playoffs.
I'm gonna have a dry 2 weeks. That's what I'm doing. Welcome to the pregame, everyone. You guys send in questions, comments, and concerns. Aaron is straight from Dallas. I came from Detroit. We will get into all of our adventures of the weekend in the big show. But here we go. Your guys' first question is, Lo Babe, 87.
I like this one.
Cute, cute, cute. Any tips for keeping long-distance friendships so strong? I just had this conversation actually with Kelly over the weekend about friendships and... in a great way, where you have... It's like any relationship. You have to make an effort. Yeah. And like there are some friends that you have in your life where you feel like you're the one that's constantly like reaching out or checking in or like, how are you? And it's like it comes to a point where you're like, why am I always the one? And so you kind of, I try to be very cognizant of, especially as I get older and I don't want as many friendships. I want the deeper, you know, more meaningful ones. To think like, hey, have I checked in on so-and-so lately or how are you or whatever? So things like that. I just think it's like deposits into the friendship bank. So as it pertains to a long distance one, I would say, I mean, I love any friendship where you also don't have to talk every day.
And agreed. You're
like, you know, like we're busy. We get it. But you still know you're like, have a great friend. I don't know. I would say just do a check-in every now and then or, you know, make an effort to like send a text or call or things like that.
Yeah, agreed.
A very long answer for sure.
Two of my close friends that live here are gone, went to Pittsburgh, went to New Jersey this summer. And thanks a lot, guys. But yeah, no, some days it's harder than others. And we've got a text chain, you know, four of us. We have another girlfriend on there kind of from that hockey world and miss them a lot. And yeah, and it's also selfishly harder for me now because I have a kid and they're gone. It's just, you know, always, like you said, just trying to make the effort, trying to make the effort. And even when you can't make the effort, be like, so sorry, guys, I'm tied up. And I mean, they're bugging me yesterday on the field for gossip about the Dallas game. And I'm like, guys, I can't talk right now. I love you so much, but I gotta go.
We're in the middle of the game. Next question, girl.
Eloof, whatever. Must-haves in your purse. What I should have more of is hand sanitizer, lip gloss for me, Listerine breath tabs, or a piece of gum. I have 50 lip glosses in there, which is crazy.
Lip glosses everywhere. I always need to have eye drops too. The staples are actually right in front of me.
Those
because
are good.
I always need them.
Yeah, that's great.
This one looks like it might need to be thrown out though. How
long
has it been out here?
Eye drops to get the red out or hydrate? Lubricate.
Lubricate. I love eye drops for hydration, but also eye makeup irritates my eyes pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. So we're going Red Rover, send the eye drops right over. Kay. And then I was using them too much. Remember when you're like, I think you are addicted to these things. Then it was like, we had a problem. We had to back it up and not use them as much. But always lip glosses, eye drops. I'm being better about carrying cash. I used to not have any cash on me. And then I freak out where it's like when you tip the driver from the car service and you don't have the cash. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Or like, so I'm trying to be better about always having cash on me. You never know in an emergency situation, gal. What else we got here? Anonymous. Oh, these are our favorite.
Thoughts? We do love these.
On if a guy looks at your socials right away, does it mean anything or no?
I need more context.
Yeah, I need more context. But obviously, in the world of social media, it's the first thing that I look at when in my long dating that I've been doing. But like, no, that's like the first place I go and like look. Like, is this guy? You learn a lot about a guy from his social media. A, how many times are we posting? If we're posting a lot, then I'm out. Like, don't you have a job? Why are we posting every day?
Right.
Unless that is your job. The other one is like, what kind of pictures are you taking? Are there selfies? Like, guys taking selfies, I can't do that. Okay, can you imagine Jarrett or Steve being like this and sending you a picture? Like, hey, babe. I'd be like, what? Give somebody else your phone and stand there and smile. Do not take a selfie. Absolutely not. We need more context, but thoughts on if a guy looks at your socials right away. I think that's normal. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
This is a good one. Anonymous. I make more than my husband and he gets very jealous. How do I deal with it?
Well, most of my husbands never even had a job, so I always made more.
Bada boom, bada bing. She didn't even take a breath. Woo! Zinga.
I mean, you guys got to tee these things up for me, you know? I would definitely, before I didn't like them, I would try to be nice about it and say like, oh, but you do so many other things that don't, you know, who cares about the money? You're making sure that the dogs are walked, or you're making sure that the house is clean, or you're doing other things.
Packing for this trip, taking care of the kid. Yep.
That makes it so we could focus on our job and do the things that we needed to do. So it never bothered me. Now it bothered me when you don't have a job and you're spending my money and asking for it. Now we got a real problem. But if you don't make as much money, it is not a big deal. Just make sure you're making up for it in other ways so it feels like, you know, it's an even playing field.
Agreed. And you said it perfectly. You are helping us go make the money, or you are helping that person go make the money. So take care of shit so we don't have to worry about it. And go make the cash.
Mm-hmm. Smother.
Summer.
Summer. Jesus. Smother. Smother
I'm
me. Summer. Hector.
Sure.
Hector. So sorry. When you guys were dating, did you take your makeup off if a guy is sleeping over? That's like the scene in Bridesmaids where Kristen Wiig.
Or Proposal.
Every woman can relate to that.
Yeah.
I used to wear a lot more makeup. Like on TV, I still wear a lot of makeup, but in life, I used to wear a lot of makeup and my face would break out a lot as I was talking about my zit on my chin. So I would when I first started, I have a real thing. You know this about me. Like I have to take a shower before I go to bed. So like I would wipe off all my makeup and stuff like that. But there would be times when I was first dating someone and I was like embarrassed of the, I would do like a little spot situation and then just pretend like I'm so natural.
Fresh.
No, I just have covered up all my acne and thrown on some, you know, tinted lip gloss. But I wasn't worried about
makeup because I'm basically horrendous. But I was more worried about like a pack of gum right by the bed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it wasn't like good morning.
Yeah.
How are you? It was like, oh, my breath is just so minty all the time.
I'm adorable.
Yeah.
Mints, and going back to the purse question too, I always have to have perfume. Erin and I we're very big on smells. Like I can't have anyone being like the breath or the body odor or anything is stank.
You know what? I was thinking about you this weekend when I was on my way to dinner in Dallas and I got in, I was running late, of course, and I went to go meet all of my crew downstairs and I had done a good and I hop in the elevator and this poor woman hopped in with me and I was like, I'm sorry. So sorry. Like you are gagging right now. This is so bad. You feel like you're in Miami or something.
Woo! I've had that happen before. Or how about when someone, not someone, how about your dog starts sneezing? Like I'll come downstairs and the Willis will go, shh, shh, shh. I'm like, oh, sorry, kid. A lot of perfume on right now. He like can't breathe, that poor dog. Fuck. Happy Stylus. Is that your name? That's adorable.
It is.
As regular travelers, do you watch the movie on your screen or look around judging fellow passengers on their movie choices? I discovered I'm the latter. I do too. For sure.
I'll totally get caught in another movie. Last night when we were on the tarmac for 75 hours, I got caught up on Real Housewives of Salt Lake. And so when we got off the tarmac, I'm almost done. I'm almost at the last episode. I'm like 20 minutes in. You know, all the boys from my crew that are headed back to LA, they were like, fuck, that was so long. I was like, oh, really? I didn't even notice. I was just buzzing through Salt Lake.
Do you watch it on your iPad?
I was so lazy and kind of tipsy because we got to the bar quickly in Dallas TGI Fridays. Don't sleep on it, you know? It was great. We were so desperate for food and a cocktail because we're like, we're boarding in 30. Don't sleep on it. We'll take all the drinks. Yeah, mudslides, amazing. And then, you know, as we're like downing these cocktails, Kevin had a great line. He was like, I'm getting a Cadillac margarita. And I was like, I'm getting a Santa margarita. And he goes, is that a Christmas drink? And I go, no, it's Pinot Grigio. Ho, ho, ho. But we were just downing our cocktails. And then you get the notification. You're delayed an hour and a half. And
it's like, fuck.
We'll take more. So by the time you get on the plane, you can't walk straight. It's terrible.
There's that one. But then there's also the one where you're like, oh, I have time for like a quick cocktail and you can't, the line's taking forever. They're not go fast enough. And now we've get the Delta notification. You're boarding, your zone is boarding. I used to be the gal that would wait till the last zone was boarding. So I'm like, I'm gonna try to get on the plane any earlier than I have to. Not anymore. Not when this overhead space is being
that
taken
really
up
gets you.
By, it's my biggest issue.
Yes.
Because then now I gotta be like, whose bag is this? And they're in 32C. Why is it over here? You know, you guys have heard my rant about this. I have a real problem with it.
But now I
like, right when my zone is boarding, I get on up there because I'm not trying to lose my overhead space. But then you can't get the cocktail. And then I don't like when the flight attendant, which again, we've discussed this at length as well, how much we respect flight attendants. But I also like to be offered a drink while the other passengers are still boarding.
But I know
like,
they're busy. I know you're busy.
But like, if you have a chance, like, hook a gal up. Red wine. It's real easy. I'm not even having you mix anything.
No.
How about, I mean, and also too, this is the conversation for the big show. This happened over the weekend too, where it was like early breakfast. It was like 9:30 breakfast. And like, I'm like looking around waiting for someone else to order the cocktail first. So I don't seem like the constant degenerate. And then right when I hear someone say mimosa, I'm like, me too. Thank you. Me too. It's like, you need that first person to order it.
Yeah. I think that's going to do it. Yeah. Mason Rudolph just threw a pick and we're going to head on over. We're going to get the ball to the other side. We're going to have the big show coming up next. Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is to die for. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.